If you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
Oh. Sun bakes a window, makes the sheets hot and wet. At night, they're cold and blue. Why do I like you? 'Cause I do. Why do I like you? 'Cause I'd kill to be you. Sweet nothing, sweet dreams, serene. Sweet nothing, sweet dreams, serene. Dancing with scissors, our bones full of wishes. We wait for our plans to come true. Why do I like you? 'Cause I do. Why do I like you? 'Cause I'd kill to be you. Sweet nothing, sweet dreams, serene. Sweet nothing, sweet dreams, serene.
As a public service to the listeners of WRCT, we have compiled a short list of items you should not have in your possession at the present time. 1. A muscle car. 2. A Betamax. 3. Acid-washed anything. 4. A members only jacket. 5. Stirrup pants. 6. Asbestos. 7. Hummelware. 8. Sweet and Low. 9. Copies of Dynetics or Megatrends. And 10. A radio not tuned to 88.3 FM. If you do have any of these items, WRCT suggests you get with the program.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
Like a glove, I wanna be the only one, be the only one.
For those of you concerned with your health and the new USDA organic product standards, WRCT Pittsburgh would like to inform you that all our DJs are genetically modified to bring you best music.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Let's start today with a very meaty, substantial discussion about the American economy. Inflation has reached its lowest annual level in 2 years, and the right is coming up with new ways to talk about how the economy is absolutely terrible. And that's the question we're going to address with real numbers today. I recently reported to you on Monday, in fact, Monday of this week or 3 months ago. I don't remember. No, it was 2 days ago. I told you about the better than expected jobs numbers that came out of April during the Biden administration. And I hesitate to give too much credit or blame on these issues in general to presidents because they have to do with so many broader macroeconomic trends. But everybody wants to make everything political. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's start with inflation and then we'll move on from there. Consumer prices in April rise at slowest annual rate in 2 years. Reminder, often when we see the inflation numbers from last month, they are actually the numbers for the 12-month period ending last month. So in May, we get the April 22 to April 23 numbers. In June, we will get the May 22 to May 23 numbers. This is like a trailing 12-month period. Consumer prices in April, this is Yahoo Finance. Consumer prices in April showed inflation pressures remain elevated, while headline prices rose at the slowest annual rate since the period ending April 2021. According to the latest data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the Consumer Price Index revealed headline inflation rose 0.4% over the last month and 4.9% over the prior year in April. Now, reminder, inflation has been very high. As you can see here, this is a chart dating back to 1970. We had this period culminating in June of 2022, where inflation got very high, as high as it's been going all the way back to the early 80s. And then exactly as predicted, uncontroversially, it has been declining, declining, declining. My prediction was, and there's nothing special about me. I'm not patting myself on the back. I'm not special in any way. Just the way things were looking, getting an outlook of what we were seeing, in the used car market, in the grocery store, in real estate, just looking a little bit, being reasonable adults, most of us, some children in the audience. My sense was by the end of this year, we would be somewhere in the low fives, mid fours, roughly when it comes to inflation, which is still historically a little high, but dramatically lower, half of where we reached. So that's happening. And of course, you're already seeing right wingers saying, David, these numbers are obviously fake. Have you seen the price of eggs lately? And of course, it's not just driven by the price of eggs. This is a measure that we've talked about a number of times. It's composed of a number of factors. But let's now ask a broader question. If we look at all of those different indicators that I often tell you about to answer the question, is the economy doing well by traditional measures, which don't capture every aspect of the economy, but they give us a picture? What's going on with inflation? How is GDP? Where is unemployment? How's consumer confidence? How's the stock market doing? What about trade balance? You get a picture that is quite unremarkable in the sense of things are pretty much okay. Now, does that mean we don't have inequality? No, we do, and we've had it for a long time. Does this mean wages have